Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 580. My name is Wilkins. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Good day.
You're bouncing around.
Yeah, I had like a fourth coffee today, and it was something I hadn't tried before. I think it may have been some sort of espresso mocha. For as much as I like coffee, I know very relatively little about it.
Yeah.
And after I had it, I'm like, oh, no. I'm sweating. My heart's going a million miles an hour. I'm starting to have crazy thoughts. Things I cannot say out loud, only to Will. Privately.
Before here, she said a lot. I will say she said a lot.
Yeah, a lot needed to be said. But can I tell you, I feel so much better right now.
That's good.
I just needed to get it out.
Sometimes it's all you need, is to vent a little bit. So I had a very eventful day today. I was called. I got a phone call at 1 p.m. from one Mr. John Senning from 102.5 The Bone.
Right.
And I spoke with him for a little while. I guess there was some, and I actually just listened to it. My old compadre at night was featured, I guess, hanging out for a little bit on JP. I guess JP is out on vacation. And somehow our breakup got brought up. And him and Ian and Dizzy kind of talked about it. I find a lot of that rationale and what was said to be either incorrect or, well, that's your opinion, I guess, is what all I can really say about it. You know, this is so long ago that, you know, it's just whatever. But it was nice to talk to John and Gareth to some degree.
I feel like you guys, I listened because you told me, you said, hey, I'm about to be on the air. And I said, tuning in.
Yeah.
And I was able to listen because I have a fake job. I pretend to work, and some, I was telling Will, sometimes I don't pretend to work. Yeah. It's very obvious I'm not working.
I said, what do you do, just look busy? No, oftentimes not. Yeah, yeah, which I love that. That's great. That's the best kind of job to have.
And it seemed like Dizzy was pretty affable and amicable towards you.
Yeah.
But if I may, and this is me saying this, not Will. So these are, again, my words, not Will's words. But it just seems like, and I say this with, I wouldn't say love, but like care. I don't know. Like Dizzy just is, you know, like a chameleon. You throw a chameleon on a red wall, it's going to turn red. You throw a chameleon on a green wall, it turns green. Whoa.
I don't like that.
I'd like it. You see less in my face. But it just seems like in front of you, if we're talking good about Will and Dizzy's there, he's going to talk good about you. And then if there is a situation where maybe people aren't talking good about you and he gets thrown in that room, he's happy to pile on as well.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way.
He seems more, I'll just call him a chameleon. What the hell is going on?
I'm trying to, okay, I'll just do that. Yeah. I don't understand why it's doing that. That's so dumb.
Yeah, that is strange.
I'll just
that's fine. We'll just be little.
Yes, I've noticed that too. And I noticed when they were talking about it on JP. As well. He had a little bit of different tone. You know, him, I feel like he did do me dirty a little bit, but
who
also
are we talking about?
Dizzy.
Dizzy, okay.
But I also think he doesn't have the EQ to understand why.
Do you think he know what EQ is?
That's, yeah, probably, it's just not his thing. Yeah, he doesn't. So, whatever. And I'm totally fine with him, too. He doesn't get it. He did mention that, you know, he talked to me and heard my side of the story. Never spoken to him about my side of the story. So, nor anybody else there, which is crazy how that one side of the story, not mine, really just kind of pervade the whole, blanketed the whole region there. And that kind of just became what it was.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody's like, I didn't talk to Mike Olivero or anybody really
yeah
there at all. So I don't want to, you know, get too much into it, but
I honestly would have had so much more respect for Dizzy if he's like, Will, you're a A and a B and maybe even a C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just kind of stuck to his guns and say, listen, yeah, I said that about you. I say it again because it's true, Will Koontz. Mm. I would have a lot more respect for that than him kind of like playing footsie with you a little bit, which is nice. Like it feels good, but it's way easier to do that because you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to smack about someone to their face.
Yeah.
Behind their back, there's no issues. You know,
yeah.
Stay with your chest. Who was? I think that's Kevin Hart. Phrase, but yeah, like if you think a certain thing, stick to it.
Yeah,
stick to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the one of the things that was brought up was that it was an ultimatum was given, and that wasn't, that's it. You know, once you do that, well, okay. I mean, sure, but how long am I supposed to wait before I get an answer? I brought it up many weeks before, and it was never discussed again. It was never brought back up. And, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back for me was when we came back from a break and we had a guest in, and he went, what do we got, Will? What are we doing? I don't know. I don't have anything prepared. So this is a bad look, and it looks really bad when we do this, and you have to give me a second. I got to find something. And I found a story, and we talked about it, and then punched out, and it was over. This is just before Thanksgiving. And I said, hey, by the way, I need an answer for what we talked about before we come back from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay. And he did give me an answer when I finally said, I gave him the ultimatum, and I had to give him an answer. But so how long am I supposed to wait? When I
that's a great segue into Hamas and Israel when we're talking about Gaza. Thank you for bringing that up. How long are you supposed to wait before S happens?
Yeah.
Sorry, Will, back to your problems.
Oh, no, that's it. I don't know. It's just so interesting, people's perspectives and how they change. Because Ian was talking, and I don't think I've spoken with Ian.
I
love Ian.
I really do.
I love everybody there. Good for man. The most part.
Yeah.
But, Ian's awesome, but it was interesting because, ironically,
it's all Ian's fault.
His statement. So Ian guested with us, Johnny and I, one night. He came in and hung out. And during a break, when Drew and John just became Drew and John.
On the show date.
Seth had left, and SBK was, well, SBK had his own show by that point. But there was other people, Micah. Drew had other people on his show.
Okay.
And it finally just became Drew and John like a few months ago at this point when Ian was in. And I was doing my, you know, doing my producer work, you know, getting the recording set up, and Ian and Johnny were talking.
Off air.
And Ian said, it's crazy that John's name is not on that show right now. And Johnny said, and I quote, I know, it's crazy. There's just two of them. And I sat there and I was gobsmacked. My eyes went wide. They weren't looking at me, but I was like a deer in headlights. Like, are you kidding? And that was kind of what spurned that was like, okay, this is reasonable for me to ask, and I need to just do it. Also, too, they were bringing up my feelings, it was kind of just my feelings. It wasn't going to lead to more money, but you know, being at night, I might have been looking for other things. And when you say that, you know, your resume says that you're Will from the Johnny and Will show, that looks much better on a resume than saying that you're Will from the Johnny B show.
Sure.
So there was, that's was part of my rationale for doing this. I knew it wasn't going to be more money or, you know, but it just,
status
it holds
and
more weight.
Matter. I don't understand how this is like a foreign concept. People love a bump in like a status, a title, even if it doesn't, like you said, lead to more money. I mean, potentially it could if you seem like a more viable candidate for another job that you're looking for. So when they say like feelings, I mean, everything is based on perception and feelings.
Yeah.
Because why do you want more money? Because I want it. Why do you want this title? Because I want it. Because I have dreams and aspirations.
Yes.
So when they like reduce it to feelings, it's like, yeah. And Johnny had feelings too, and his feelings were no, no, that's not going to happen. Which fair enough. Paramount. Yeah.
And, you know, I had spoken to other people before, you know, approaching our main boss about it. And that I ran it by people because I knew it was a big ask. Mm-hmm. And they told me, in their opinion, that it was a reasonable ask for me. So I went ahead and proceeded with that. It was also just, it was a very toxic situation with just that whole thing. It's bad for Johnny too, I think, because he just, in my opinion, just relied on me for everything. And that kind of made him just coasting. He was just coasting. So I think it was good. It was time for us to split apart. His decision, you know, he said that I didn't want to make that decision, but at the end of the day, it was his decision. And him making that decision kind of was also like, I think I made the right move here for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is unfortunate. You know, I'm sad. I'm sad how it ended because we were really good friends.
I really enjoyed our little crew.
Yeah.
Once we got Ryan Adams out of the way. The three of us got along great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The three of us. Now, if I may, you know what's funny? You ever have like a coworker or someone, you know, just by virtue of the fact that you work with them or you see them every day for whatever reason, and they get fired or something happens where you're no longer going to work together, and you go in your head, you go, I'm never going to see this person again. Mm. Like, unless we run into each other at the castle on a Saturday night, I'm never, ever going to see this person again. That's crazy. That's a crazy thought. I saw Ryan Adams like every day for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was gone. I may have written like a thanks for the good times, bud, text.
Yeah.
I do have to give Ryan Adams credit. He really helped me through my breakup with my previous boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And not in the way you're looking at me that you expect.
Right.
Not in like the way to get over him to get out of it. None of that. It was more so like I was grieving so hard over that breakup, and he was sending pictures of his pee-pee to people, and it got out that he was a pervert, and he was sending his pee-pee to not just like random girls, which fine, I don't care, but like people who were like involved at the bone, sending pictures of his pee-pee to them. And so they told other people, as anyone would, as any level-headed woman would go, ew, look what this guy sent me. So then it got out that he was setting. Now, could you only imagine if you did that in 2025? Could you only imagine the wrath that you would that would be upon you if you did that in 2025? Anyways, it was so absolutely humiliating for him because at the time he was married, he had children, small children. He was a father. Ugh. And it was just outrageous that this was happening, and he had done. And then one girl did it, and another one was like, he sent me. And so all these girls are coming out of the woodwork saying that he did this disgusting thing. Meanwhile, I was like hardcore grieving, but I enjoyed coming to work because I got to hear about all this drama, and it distracted me from my own problems. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Oh, man, you got to start drinking coffee before these shows. I don't think that's ever been discussed.
Yeah, ever. Yeah, it was crazy.
So it was Me Too kind of before Me Too a little bit.
This was in 2018.
Okay.
I was really going through it.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the parking lot in front of Winn-Dixie, and I remember saying, thank God for Ryan Adams. He is pulling me through one of the darkest hours of my life.
I don't think I was there then, because I don't really recall. Yeah, but I don't think I was there every day because I don't really recall a blowback that he received for the images that he sent.
But do you remember? But here's the thing. No, I think you were, because at that punch out, it was something that they would bring in that up somehow, some way, you know, like Ryan the perv.
I don't remember that. I don't.
It was
They called him Crying Ryan. I remember because.
Yeah. Why was that again?
Because. Oh, there was some sort of event. and like the whole station kind of got invited, aside from the Johnny B show. And then Ryan kind of, I think, said something to Drew.
Oh.
And then it kind of became a whole thing.
Yeah, something like that. But it was really embarrassing for him. I know it was around the time of my breakup. 2018 is when the PP pics came out.
Yeah.
And I just, dude, I have of just a core memory of just being like, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Cause when the best way to like get through your own problems is to like focus on someone else's. You're like, yeah, I'm going through right now, but at least it's not that.
Yeah.
At least I'm not being publicly humiliated in front of the entire city.
But it's wild that this was with coworkers and there was no termination. I guess it's one of those things like, how do you prove it? I mean, it was, you're sending your hog. Was it unsolicited? Or maybe was there some... That's a wild move to just go straight into.
No, I think there was some sort of like rapport.
Flirtation.
You know what Ryan did to me? Did you know what Ryan did to me?
Let's hear it. Let's get it all out in the open.
So I came to Tampa at the ripe young age, at the tail end of my 20s. I actually did my first night with the Johnny B show on my 29th birthday, 2016. And I remember like meeting Ryan Adams and afterwards, like, you know, whatever, had this like great show. It was when the Johnny B show was Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Could you imagine doing
that? That's crazy. Yeah.
But it actually worked out really well because I had no friends. I had no contacts. I had no boyfriend. I had no nothing. So it was like my Saturday night hang, you know? And on the first show that I was on, Jeremy Demure, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about? The guitar guy. Jeremy would come in.
Yeah.
Things didn't end well with him either. He like made a pass and I was like, shut it down. And then he got mad at me. And I'm like, okay. No, thank you. Uh-huh. And so I remember like talking to Ryan Adams for like 2 hours after the show, probably like till 3 a.m, being like, I can't believe I'm here in Florida. This is amazing. He's like, you're going to do great. At that point, he was like my sensei. Could you imagine? I'm asking Ryan Adams for like life and career advice. Outrageous. Talking to him. You know, I was like, you know, bushy-tailed, what do they call it? Like doe-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, oh, I'm in Florida. I just moved here from Detroit. I've never been on the air before, and I'm on the air, and I'm amazing. This is amazing. I don't live in Detroit anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking to Ryan Adams, and I'm like starting not to confide in him, but like feel like trust him. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, this guy's got my back. He's going to kind of show me the ropes. And the next time, or one of the next times, I roll into the station. We do a show with Johnny B. I'm like on mic 3. He's on mic 2. Johnny's hosting. And I wore like a skirt, like not a super slutty skirt, but whatever, wore a skirt. And
can I ask you a question? Because you don't wear skirts. I mean, right now you're wearing gym shorts and like a weird knit shirt thing.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a skirt to, you know, maybe not impressed?
I think, but to look cute. Okay. But I used to like care a lot more. Okay. You know, I was younger and like I wanted to look cute. And if we had like guests in, I wanted to like look nice. Like, oh, who's the new cute girl? I was also trying to kind of compete with this girl, Tiffany, who worked on the air.
Yeah.
And she had some like, you know, big jugs. She was like the hot girl. And so I was like,
blonde?
No, like reddish, no. Auburn, brown hair.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know her.
Yeah. She was on, we like overlapped maybe 2 or 3 months. And she was like the hot girl. So I'm like, well, I can't be the hot girl. So maybe I can be the cute girl, you know? So like,
sure.
You know what I mean? And also, if someone is like cute, if someone is like hot, like if I look like this, I look way worse than if I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, trying to just look nice. I'm also, I just arrived in Florida. I'm just now on the air. I know I'm on camera. I care a little bit more.
Right.
So Ryan sends me a text in the middle of the show, like as we're starting the show, right? Like mute, like opening music is playing,
Yep.
And I get like a little haptic. Bloop. So I look at it. It's Ryan Adams. And he goes like, your legs look really nice in that skirt. Something about my legs. And here's the kicker. I look over at him and he like,
yeah.
He look at me like a man and go like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah.
And then I can laugh, but I like look at him and he just goes,
like, yeah,
like, what are you doing?
That's that's not too bad. I mean, it is a little unusual, but if you're in the same room, that's bizarre behavior.
And then at that point, I went, okay, got it, noted, never like confided or buddy-buddy with him again, because I'm like, I don't want to give him the wrong impression. He's married, and he's gross.
I mean, in your opinion.
It's an objective fact. Ryan, I'm just kidding, but kind of. Also, worst decisions ever made on social media. The worst person. And he like never seemed to learn, which is crazy. It's like, hey, you posted this thing. It was, you know, kind of like, you know, rhymes with May, whatever. And then you just like, everyone dogs him and clowns him. And then you don't learn. And you do it again.
Yeah. Well, the craziest thing with his social media was when he was working at the car lot, and he would be like, I'm a, you know, radio guy / car salesman at this place. Come see me for the best deal. So he was kind of like, it wasn't an official work account, but I mean, he's mentioning his workplace in his account. And then it would just be like his weird friend, like boobs. And he would like retweet that.
He's like, please follow my best friend.
Yeah.
And she'd be like in a like a bondage thing with like her out.
Yeah. It was very strange.
This is your best friend? No. Shut up. Who says that? My best friend. Your best? That's your best friend? You have a wife, you sicko.
Yeah, it was weird, but yeah, that always cracked me up. I said something to him about that. I'm like, you can't do that.
You didn't see him one time. You filmed him. He was like looking at his messages on Facebook Messenger.
He was scrolling his Twitter feed
or something like that. And you like were filming him, and you you zoomed in, and you're like, you sicko.
Listen, Rye, I respect it. I respect it. I'm not clowning you. But except about the, you can't tweet out sex pictures and then be like, come see me for a car.
And you can't send your dong to everyone you know.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. That's
you have to be really sure, especially if it's someone at work, because if you're wrong, then everyone's going to be like, ew, you never believe what this guy did. And then if it becomes a pattern, like you just got to be smarter about it.
I think I remember asking a question, this one question, the most important question. I don't remember the answer to it, which is, was your face in the picture? Because if it wasn't, plausible deniability.
Yeah.
It was a joke, was mine, prove it.
Yep.
Was your face, was your stupid gold chain in it? With your pasty white skin, your gross red hair? I would like to know.
Oh, no. Yeah. So. Wow. Wow. Well, this really...
Sorry, Ryan.
Spiraled in a direction I didn't intend. I'm gonna have a nice coffee for you ready to go from here on out when you get here. Just yeah. Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I did get a text from I think his name's John. You know, it's funny with essentially the text line that I have is a Google voice line. So you call, you can leave a message, or you can also send text messages. And it kind of works just like a normal text message. So when somebody sends a message, it's like in a thread. It just continues. And I got a message, a very nice message from John, pretty sure.
Which one?
Well, a listener.
Oh, okay.
John.
Mike Senning, Bell.
No, yeah. Listener John. And so he said, great hearing you on Senning show today. I'm waiting for it to load. Come on. I'm really happy you are getting things back under control. Thank you.
Is he?
I don't know. Yeah. I think this just spiraled it. I think I ruined it, John. Would love to hear you back on the bone in some capacity. Yeah, John. And I thought about responding, but then he sent me like, we had in a fight like not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
In January. And he was like a big fan. You know, I heard he listened to the show and everything. And I appreciate it. And that he still listens and whatever, but oh man, he just like tore me a new one on text.
What was this over?
I don't really know. I'll let you read it later. No, I mean, it's very long. But he's just like, I'm done with you. I'm never like, screw you. Like,
yeah.
And now he's like, hey, great to hear. I just thought that was funny. So
bipolar disorder in real time.
I didn't answer John back, but if he is listening, thank you, John, for the message. I appreciate it. So yeah, I don't know. It was good to talk to John today. Hopefully I can do some more stuff with John and Dizzy.
I got a proposition.
Okay, what do you got?
I'd like the bone to bring me back for just one show.
You know,
just one show. And I can go, look who was right about a few things. Let's go over what happened with George Floyd one more time. And I got roasted and fired for it. Turns out I was right. So
if I ever get an opportunity where I have something at night or on the weekend or who knows, I'm going to lobby hard for your return.
Could you imagine?
I'm gonna try. I think it would be great. I think it would be great. As long as you give her a cup of coffee beforehand, she's gonna be really good. So yeah, I think it would be awesome.
I just want one show to come back. I'm back. Yeah. I mean, I feel like obviously I've done, first off, there's no room and there's no will for me to, no pun intended, for me to come back, obviously. And I completely understand that. And even when I was fired from the bone, I was like, I understand you made the right decision as a company, because in full transparency, I was warned not to say anything. And then I said something because I probably had a cup of coffee and I thought, you know, it'd be so funny. So I got fired, no problem. But, you know, then you go and you work for the other guy.
Yeah.
And then you try to go back to your ex. Yeah. Probably not going to happen. No. And I completely understand.
Yeah.
But I just want to kind of fast forward now where we're kind of reversing out of the woke trance that we were in for the last few years. It would be awesome to come back and be like, was it really that bad what I wrote? Because I think no.
I mean, it was just silly.
It's benign, but yeah. when I think back of that time, people were so afraid. You know what was like the most disheartening thing? And I feel like I'll never let this go from this one person who I like, well, I respect, of course. Tim Dillon posted a black square.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did, because it like was seared on my brain. I'm like, what is all this like sheepish behavior that people are doing? And then I saw he wrote it. He posted it and it was unironic.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So it wasn't like he made a joke like he usually does. And because I looked at the caption and it was like stand together, something like Blackout Tuesday or whatever it was. I was like, really? But he was so freaked out because he didn't want to get canceled. He was just coming up on the up.
Yeah.
So, I'll never forget that, Tim Dillon. He probably like took it off, but I remember it was there for sure. So,
yeah, a lot of people got caught up in that. We were the only ones at night who were like pushing back on any of that stuff.
Yeah. You mean specifically about George Floyd?
I remember having arguments, you know, when this whole thing happened about like police and stuff, and being like, you know, I'm scared of the police too, and I'm not black, I'm white, and just, you know, trying to get out of the, you know, racial aspect of it when everybody really wanted to concentrate on the racial.
By everybody, do you mean SBK? Because he loved talking about black stuff. That was his favorite topic.
He sure did.
And then one time I tried to talk about black stuff and it didn't go well. It went so not well that I got a call from Drew Garabo, who we were like filling in for him. Could you imagine being on a show and Senning and Seth Kushner are dead quiet for like an hour and it's just me and SBK going back and forth? And I was the phone screener.
Oh, wow.
And I had to screen calls of people telling me, yeah, I think On is a POS. I'm like, perfect. No problem. Line one.
One moment, please. Put him through. Yeah. That is. Wow.
Yeah.
Any other things you need to get off your chest?
Well. Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm sorry to our Radio St. Pete friends, because this was very inside baseball for our time at 102.5 The Bone. And if you're not familiar with that. I wanted to talk about Doge coming to St. Pete, but who cares? To be honest, who cares?
Exactly.
Big deal. Get over it. It's going to be good in the long run. Rip the Band-Aid off. So that's coming. So we're going to say goodbye to them. Anna's going to continue to vent, and you can get that on Substack at hmbradio.substack.com, willsyoutube.com on Sunday at midnight. This will go back up. Hopefully you're joining us at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, because you get to hear this live and you can interact. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Gare. Gary's back. Appreciate Woo-hoo. That. Gareth. Garrett. Sorry, not Gareth. All right. So we'll say goodbye, Radio St. Pete. And Anna is going to continue to vent. That's what a fun show this is. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.